share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A total of 204 volunteers at the Ideal Convention Center, IDCC, Vaccination Center, PPV, in Shah Alam were tested positive after a mass screening was conducted on the 10th of July. According to Astro Awani, the coordinating minister of the National COVID-19 Immunization Program, PIC, Khairi Jamaluddin Abu Bakar, announced at a virtual press conference today, the 13th of July, that the COVID-19 mass screening of staff at IDCC Shah Alam was conducted as soon as he received a report regarding two volunteers who were tested positive. The test was conducted on the 10th of July involving all staff. Following this measure, so far, a total of 204 staff have been found positive. RT-PCR results have shown that all positives have a CT, cycle threshold, of more than 35, where they have a low viral load, he said. In regards to this, he advised vaccine recipients who were present at the PPV on the 9th of July, from 4 p.m., to monitor for any symptoms of COVID-19 for the next 10 days. New appointment dates. We also informed those who have an appointment today about this closure via SMS alerts and social media. All of them have already got new appointment dates. We have also instructed CITF staff to go to IDCC today to help those who are unaware of this closure so that they are present on the new date that has been given, Khairi said. Khairi added that the Shah Alam IDCC PPV was closed for one day to allow sanitation work to be carried out, including monitoring the quality of the building's ventilation, and will be reopened tomorrow, the 14th of July. CITF has and will continue to step up all efforts to ensure that the IDCC PPV is safe to accept the presence of the public for vaccination in the coming days. Therefore, I would like to call on the public to attend their appointments at PPV IDCC as usual after this, in addition to complying with SOPs and physical distancing at all times. Come according to the time given and not too early, and make sure to go home after the vaccination to minimize exposure time in public areas, he said. New task force for vaccinations at IDCC. He added that he had ordered all previous IDCC staff to be segregated and exchanged with a new task force as a precaution. Those who were present at IDCC on the 10th of July, the 11th of July, and the 12th of July were also advised to monitor symptoms and perform self-control for 10 days. Khairi added that due to the high number of COVID-19 infection cases in the Klang Valley, it was difficult to ascertain whether the infection occurred in IDCC or elsewhere. What are your thoughts on this article? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read. Malaysian claims he's given injection with no vaccine in viral video. Source. Astro Awani source. Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.